When they weren't touring the world, Marley Miller's parents were pumping music out of their basement studio in Kalispell. He remembers watching his dad sweating over his drum set on an episode of PBS's 11th and Grant.
So my parents are both musicians, so they both, like, my entire childhood were creating music, bringing people over. I think music is something that brings us all together really, really easily, and I really value the atmosphere.
The family was always talking music. His mom and dad would bring over music partners and friends to that basement studio to record and to hang out and to talk. When he was 15, he started DJing and played at his high school's prom. That early passion for music has stuck with him at the University of Montana. He'll still do the occasional wedding here in Missoula, but now Miller's the president of UM's Entertainment Management Club. I'm Clayton Murphy, and this is your Common Guest for the week of April 8th.
So a lot of that is like going and planning the conferences, making sure everything runs smoothly, community outreach, and trying to get people in the club, like internships and opportunities for the future. And then also just trying to build new pathways or relationships for the future of the club. Yeah, so when I first came to University of Montana, I was pre-med, and week two, I found a person named Jack Person.
Real name, by the way.
Who had a story last year, who started Switchback and the club. And it was just right after that, I joined the club, started working in the office, the entertainment management office in the College of Business. And ever since then, just been my life every day. But just like connecting students with an industry that they love, whether that be sports marketing, concert marketing, promoting, production, like seeing the lights go off in their head is super rewarding. And getting the opportunity to let them talk with people in the relevant field is really, really cool to see, because they get super excited about like the possibility of getting an internship and like moving to California for the summer.
So there's two different routes for students to learn to work with the artists they love. There's the Entertainment Management Certificate Program through the College of Business and Miller's Club. The program has been around since 2001, but the club was founded only in 2023. Andrea Luoma, the UMEM program director at the time, was also the club's first ever staff advisor. She connected students to internships and was just a great resource for everyone. That summer, the club was celebrating a successful first year. They had started connecting with Show Imaging, a California-based company that helps put on events for BMW, Apple, and Montana's Under the Big Sky Festival. Miller, who is studying marketing and management, became friends with the CEO, Stephen Evans. Evans stops by the club offices every so often just to check in on the students.
And the CEO of the company, of this huge company, just one day walked into the office while I was there and just started talking with us, and was super, super just down to earth, and was just like, hey, you know, he saw the struggles of how there isn't a lot of entertainment being like grown in younger students or the younger generation. It's a lot of older people, I would argue. There's not a lot of fresh faces, which is saddening, or at least we can see a decline in like new people going into it. So he had a passion to try to like teach us, you know, real life experience.
Miller says Evans is a massive anchor for the club. He's an oracle, a guiding light whenever he dropped in, a source of inspiration. They also met other names in the industry, like tour managers for Harry Styles and Taylor Swift at Polestar Live, an award ceremony for entertainment managers and agents. Through their Show Imaging contact, Miller and the club were actually able to help set up the ceremony.
There's not a lot of people who would let a group of college students go to one of a really high profile event right after the Grammys and then, you know, actually have them like touching pieces of equipment that are worth more than $20,000, you know.
A few members found jobs with Show Imaging and were getting ready to move to San Diego. The club was looking higher and higher for opportunities. Ideas were bouncing. The juice was flowing.
So it was kind of like a goodbye party, end of the year thing.
That's when the club's advisor stood up.
And then she kind of just dropped the bomb. She's like, hey guys, I'm not coming home. And there were a lot of tears shed. We didn't really know what the future of the program looked like. We didn't know what the future of the club looked like.
Luoma was fired for reasons Miller still doesn't know.
Without a director, it was just super scary. It was just like we had no one to really talk to if we had ideas. It was just like, hey, we had to figure out everything's ourselves.
But Miller wasn't ready to lose momentum. For one, the club had planned to visit the International Entertainment Buyers Association conference in Nashville. So Miller spent his summer pretty much flying blind, coordinating with the hosts, finding funding, getting passes, organizing flights for all the members. And a few weeks later, the team landed in Nashville.
The students mainly just connected with other agents, promoters, venue managers to then try to get like some type of internship or some type of job opportunity in the future. And I know two of our students now are going to work full time out of college because of that. Like they secured a real job in the industry because of that, which is super rewarding and cool to see.
Back in Missoula, with the school year approaching fast, Miller wanted to keep the club going until the program found another director. It's what really drives a lot of his passion for his studies, that hands-on practical application in the club. It's still one of the only extracurriculars at UM focusing on entertainment management since UM Productions, a similar group, shut down in 2018.
On other degrees, right, like the professor will have opportunities right there. There was a lack of diversity in like the job market of where people wanted to learn in. So like people weren't able to go out and seek those things by themselves. After hearing from people in the community, people from Logjam Presents specifically saying like, hey, you know, students here aren't getting enough real experience. And then seeing some of our alumni who necessarily weren't the best equipped for the industry really motivated me to like try to make it so that we could get that experience while in college so that we can get successful jobs outside of college.
But the entertainment management club still hadn't found a director. They were almost a semester into its second year with the program and club, still in the dark. As president of the club, Miller was on the hiring board and was trying to keep it moving forward. After that summer's conference in Nashville, there was one more big step on the agenda.
There is a stage that is going to be built outside the College of Business. And I just had a lot of ideas and I was passionate about them and kind of was talking to some people that I guess I necessarily shouldn't have been talking to, but I didn't know that, right?
Miller had been talking to some serious influencers behind the project who he didn't name, but he soon found out his conversations could have had a pretty negative effect on the project. Program directors were pretty frustrated.
Without a director and trying to be a little bit ambitious, it can be frustrating and also hard to like get things done just because obviously students don't know how the back end works at a higher level because we're students, right? There's a lot of hoops to jump through and a lot of things that you have to do that I didn't know about.
At this point, it had been months of anxiety. Miller began to wonder if the spot would ever actually be filled. Evans continued to drop in to check in on Miller and the others. Miller said he helped to lead the group, but he could only do so much. Miller kept going to the hiring meetings and sifted through candidates with the other members. Miller said one prospect, Margaret Kuiper, stuck out to him from day one. Her experience and passion seemed kind of perfect for the program. And after a semester of no leadership, the program named Kuiper as the new director. Under Kuiper, College of Business professor Sarah Peruzzi was named club advisor. Now with more senior advice, Miller feels like he can channel that raw passion into a more efficient path for the program. He's looking forward to more connections, more concerts, and building the real-world repertoire of club members.
The entertainment program is, I think, just starting to take off, and I think in the next few years it's going to be really, really big. And going forward, I think there's going to be a lot more practical experience in the entertainment realm coming out of the College of Business, especially with like the stage coming, being able to like have students actually work on that and like book it, bid it. It's given me an edge in the industry while talking to other agents and stuff and being able to say like, hey, I worked at this thing. A lot of people in the world can't say that at this age. And so it really just puts us in front of the rest.
In other news, how Montana's university governments slipped $5,000 in the red. In arts, UM musical production Bright Star explores love, loss, and womanhood in the 1920s. And in sports, Montana softball continues to improve with the help of freshman starter Riley Peschek. And tune in on April 22nd as Bayless Flynn talks to a former Mormon from Pinesdale, Montana, a polygamous colony. For this week's Skymancast, I'm Clayton Murphy. Thanks for listening.